Do you feel that modern frogs continue to help the clan in any way?
The significance of the frog, I think, was in the Tlingit culture, the whole Tlingit culture, the frog was revered as a holder of wisdom. They were revered as holding the wisdom of the tribe. And so they were revered by the Kiksadi people, and those who used the frog as their clan symbol were considered holders of the culture.
And do you feel that the attributes of the frog, like wisdom, come through the people as well? The people would hold wisdom because they have the frog as their crest?
I would like to think so. I don't know if it's actually practiced that much anymore, but it's something that we are aware of and try to portray.
Okay. Do you think that ancestors can speak through animals such as frogs?
I think the legends and the symbols and the animals that are represented in those legends can speak volumes of wisdom to the people.